Okay, number six, waiver of delinquency penalty as set in ORC 4.04.060. Debbie.
Wake up. We billed for the 2010 business licenses in mid-December of 2009. Unfortunately, we do not have the business license software program yet, and all of that work is being performed through the accounts receivable program. BIAS was able to view our accounts receivable list, and they created the business license invoices for us. That's for, you know, this 2010 business license. We sent out the second notices on January 2nd, which are due January 31st, or were due last week. Unpaid business license will be assessed a $10 late penalty fee beginning February 1st until paid in full. The BIAS business license program is going to be installed February 16th, and we're just thrilled about that. Unfortunately, we found that some of the, not every of the business accounts transferred over from the old software system, the old ASP system, into BIAS. And we just found this out a couple weeks ago. Therefore, there are some businesses, some existing businesses, that did not get invoiced for 2010. We've printed reminders in the local newspaper, in the chamber's newsletters, and put reminders on our utility bills. So far, we found one more today, so we have seven businesses that were not invoiced in December and January for their 2010 business, but these are established businesses. These are ones that, you know, had their business license last year. We had it in ASP, but it didn't get transferred over. So we're finding these, and we found one today. We will begin billing the first $10 late penalty this week to those accounts billed by BIAS. However, we would like council to authorize a waiver of the late penalty for those existing businesses that were not invoiced for their 2010 business license. This waiver would be valid through 2010. This would be for only those businesses that should have been billed but were not. Those are established businesses, like maybe one across the street or somebody, that just it didn't get transferred over. This will be a one-time waiver because we will have the new business license software program soon. The amount is really unknown. We put $100 to $200 of late fees, but we just don't know. You know, we're trying to diligently find these. We just found out 2 weeks ago that not everything transfers, so we're working on this project pretty hard. Now, this is a workshop, so we can't ask for council's authorization, but staff recommends that council authorize waiving the late penalty fee for those existing businesses that were not invoiced for the 2010 business license. This waiver would be valid through 2010. This would be for only those businesses that should have been invoiced for this year's license. This is a one-time waiver because we will have the new business license software program soon. And if agreed upon tonight, we would ask council that we be able to put this on our consent agenda for next Monday night's council meeting so it wouldn't we wouldn't have to go through it again. Are there questions about the process? Or
well, can't we just give them a... in the way that makes it sounds like they're off the hook for 2010, but can't we just give them like a 60-day extension without fines, and then after that start finding them?
You know, we talked about that. In fact, my first recommendation was just to have the waiver for valid through April. But talking to our deputy clerk, she asked that it be extended for the full year because she's just not sure that she can find them all. I mean, she's got these huge lists to go through.
As they come up, I see
what
you're saying.
And so she goes, what if I forget one? You know, what if we don't find one?
Well, like Councilman Sports said, what if you did something where once you find it, they've got, and they're notified, they've got like 60
days. Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah.
And then assess.
Yeah, we have no problem with that because we're, you know, and as we find them, we invoice them, and we have no problem with giving them that 60 days. That's fine.
I think that makes more sense than just giving them a go for the whole year.
Well, it's not a waiver of the business license.
No,
it's a waiver of the
I
late penalty
the waiver
fee.
Of the late fee.
Sure,
if they,
yeah.
If they didn't pay it for all of 2010, then they're not going to be assessed the late fee.
Sure. Okay, and so that would be fine for us. If once we find them, invoice them, give them 60 days to make a payment, and then impose a late penalty. That's fine with us, too. It's just funny that every day we, you know, or every other day we're finding one. Here's another one. So we just don't want to assess those existing businesses. So if I put a motion.
I'm comfortable with that. After you find one and bill them after 60 days.
Makes sense.
I agree with that.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Committee report. Council members, committees that have met.
I was going to bring mine up under new business.
Oh. Mark, didn't you have a meeting recently?
Does anybody know who our Adams County adult probation officer is?
An adult? Oh.
We don't have one.
Oh. Okay.
And we went to the Law and Justice Council here, and we didn't have a quorum again. We haven't had one for a year now. It was our last meeting. Our county commissioners don't show up. Understanding, you know, some people are busy, but we just haven't been able to get a quorum. So we really haven't made any headway on anything. I don't know if Chief has anything to add to that. It's kind of frustrating.
I think you've got it all summed up.
So what is your recommendation, Chief? Should we write a letter from the council, from our city, stating how important this is to us? What do you think would help?
Well, we've all talked about alternative means to getting everybody to the table so that we manage to get that quorum. So our next meeting, which is in April?
Yeah.
April, we're actually going to send it out and ask everybody to join by teleconference. And then that way, hopefully, all the people that are busy and can't make it for whatever reason, whether it be in Othello or Ritzville, which is because we've been traveling, will be able to make it because it'll be more convenient to be able to do it right from their desk. So hopefully that will get the judges back interested in the commissioner, whoever's supposed to be on it. I would say that if that doesn't work and we can't, and we still can't, then yeah, maybe we should send a letter and say it is important to us as a city and as a county that we participate in this, because the whole idea is to let our legislatures and our budget people know what the state of the judicial system is in the county so that we can all work to make it better.
Perhaps you could bring this up at the mayor's lunch also. Most of the parties are there.
Right.
Now with the, there's quite a few different committees and stuff that we belong to, and we travel back and forth between Ritzville and Othello. Now that we got fiber optics, could we start looking into the possibility of video conferencing, possibly with some of these? Would that help with linking the two cities together?
We're not fully up yet on fiber, but it is here in the building. It's not lit for every place. So. But yeah, that's an option once we get set up.
What's that called again? You guys got it?
Law and Justice.
Law and Justice. The Law and Justice, it's also important to the state, because this is one committee whose meetings and membership is dictated by RCW. And mm-hmm. So it is something that is valuable and necessary. But I think Councilman Snyder summed it up eloquently.
Well, thanks for going and representing both of us, you guys. Representing our fellow, of course. Hopefully something will happen. Anything else for council committees?
I got one more committee. Our centennial committee, I just wanted to give you a quick update. As far as our brick project out here, kind of Debbie, she instigated that. She pushed it. She's did all the paperwork on it. And we were shooting for somewhere maybe a little over 100 bricks, all with their signatures and bought and everything. We ended up with 220, and 70 of those were the larger bricks, so if you added that together, it would come up with about 290. So I think we've done an extra exceptional job on that. We brought in about $15,000 on that project alone. We're going to probably spend, maybe $5,000, $5,500, somewhere in that category to get it all done, get the bricks and whatnot. So it's been a good money maker for us, and I appreciate especially Debbie's work on it, because she did a lot of legwork on that thing to make it happen. Another thing, I see several of our pins being worn, our centennial pins, and I would recommend to see more and more of them out there if possible. See, Aylin's got one. I see our police chief's got one. There's a few more scattered around. So it looks good. It looks like something might happen here pretty soon. I won't go into the rest of the details on the centennial, but it's coming. We're getting there. It's looking pretty good, and we're having a meeting next Thursday, which is this Thursday, January the 4th, 4:30, as usual. I assume over in the police department. So you're all welcome to show up if you want to and listen in what we got to say and whatever. We're working on our scholarship program. We presented that to the school, so that's in the mill. So that's where we're at, I guess.
Thanks for the hard work. That's great. Excited to see all that come together. Any other committees? Okay. Unfinished business? Anybody have unfinished business? New business?
Yes. As you know, me and Ken both went to the legislative session last week, and it was very, very good, very informative. And it was kind of hard to go there, because this city is actually really fortunate. You go there and you listen to all the problems. We are doing very, very well. We are doing very good. The city's strong, sound, compared to some of the other cities, that what they're going through, and a lot of them what they're going to have to go through in the next few years for their own financing, some of the unfunded mandates that are coming down on them. So we're very, very fortunate. One of the nights I spent at a legislative dinner with our legislators and our senator, and got to sit down and talk to them. And they're very interested in what the city's doing. I'm all ready to go next year. Something I'd like to put together for next year is a wish list. The city of Pullman was very well represented there, and they showed up with their wish list and different items that they'd like to see changed in the state, some of the things they'd like to see new, and of course some of their money issues. The city is being watched very well by other cities, and we got some very well comments, very good comments on what we were doing and how we were moving along with things. When I got a chance to kind of give a report around our dinner, each city that was represented at our legislative, we had like five cities represented there. And they were going through, and I went through the Main Street project with them and told them that we were able to finance pretty close up to $2.7 million in-house without going to the public. And they were all astonished that we were able to do that at this time. They really were. I got to talk to Mark Susher a little bit about Well 6. And I got to talk to him. I asked him what kind of his pull he has with the Department of Ecology. He said, unfortunately, he hasn't got a whole lot when it comes down to it. But he told me, you know what? back in 1993, he said he remembers talking to Mayor Ted Muscott about that well and the problems that it had back then. And he was really happy to hear how far we have progressed lately and how close we are to getting that problem taken care of. I don't know if Ken has any more.
I think you pretty well covered it. Yeah, I got the same thought from a lot of people that how can we be doing what we're doing and still looking forward to projects where a lot of them are backing up and treading water and hoping they can keep things going. They've laid off people in their public works, they've laid off people in their police departments and whatnot, just trying to keep their head above water. So I think we're pretty fortunate in as far as what we're doing here. The governor was there, she gave us a little rundown, a little report. I don't know which way you are political, and I don't think it makes any difference. We all know that we're in hard times, and I don't think it was totally the state's fault that this all happened. It come down from the federal, and a lot of it come from the state having to trickle it down to the cities and the counties. So it's a massive problem. And like I say, we're fortunate that we're not in that position. But if the thing continues, it's a possibility that it may get to us. But our hopes are that as this thing goes down and levels out and comes back up, that we'll stay on that even keel and we'll start on the upturn again. And I think that's where we're fortunate in what we do, especially in our rural area, and how we've maintained what we've done. I know they're talking $2.6 billion deficit. I think that's what happened a couple years ago and ended up being about five. That's a possibility of what might happen now. But there are a lot of problems that they've got. I think there's 71% of that budget that they can't do anything with because it's already set up. So they're only working with 29% of that state budget that they can actually make cuts and do some changes in. So it's a tight situation to be in. They've talked about possibly raising B&O tax. Well, if they do that, that creates a problem with the businesses. So they don't want to do that. They want to leave that in a holding pattern. So what they're talking about doing, some of these things, is what I mentioned here, is maybe delaying some of these projects or whatever down the road a ways. So even with ecology and whatnot, they may help us delay some of these projects that they say is mandatory has to be done. It may not happen for a while. I mean, I can't say that. It depends on what the legislature actually do on that. But, but you know, if you haven't got any money, you can't do a project. I did look at a couple other things. I was in kind of a learning curve on bills and whatnot, how they are presented to the legislature, how they go through the committees and back and forth, and how they can come up and almost be passed, and all of a sudden they go back to square one and start over again, how they're killed and how they can be rejuvenated and brought back again. So I kind of got back into some of that a little bit. I'm a little rusty on that myself, but it did update me on a lot of that, what really goes on in some of that stuff. It's not all cut and dried, and they don't quite come to blows, but they come pretty close sometimes. I talked to some other legislators besides, not only from the 9th LD, but there's a lot of different projects going on out there. Of course, anything you hear over there is on the west side, but there is projects on this side as well. They've got some projects they're playing with to maybe increase the labor force and whatnot, which, you know, if they get moving over there, that's going to help us on this side. So there's two ways of looking at that, east side, west side thing. So that's about all I got, I guess. It was a good meeting, and I really enjoy going to that. One more thing, Ken talked about Pullman was well represented. By the way, the mayor of Pullman is actually the president of AWC, so that's probably why I had a little more push on that portion of it. I know two or three of the councilmen in Poland, so, and a couple of them were there. And so they had some good thoughts on what's going on. Part of it's wastewater, part of it's some other problems they've got over there.
One of the, and this is small, but it's big to cities now. It's one of the biggest expenses that it's coming up. And that was to deal with the Freedom of Information Open Public Records Act. People are finding out the quickest way to put a city in chaos is start requesting all emails. And so I encourage the council, don't email each other for decisions. And because it is costing a lot of time, a lot of money, the city of Spokane, I have heard, has 5 personnel just to take care of request. And right now, Washington State, from my understanding was, is the only state out of 50 that does not charge for time that is consumed. The only thing they can charge is the 15 cents per copy right now. But I know our newest legislator, Susan Fagan, is working on some procedures to help cities with this.
One of the things, Amy and I, to us, that went to the new elected officials workshop, talked about eventually all of us having laptops. We'll have our own laptop. So if you do email and they want to claim them back from us, just turn it over to them, you know, to Debbie, whoever it is, and there it all is. So then they're not going to your home or to your business and getting that one also. That's something we've talked about. So hopefully that'll be happening one of these days. And
Whitaker's developing policies for all of the cities, and nationally we'll get the benefit of that. We are looking at going paperwork, and I'll talk to some of you about that. Hmm. And Mike's actually going to do a budget amendment the next, on the 22nd, I think, to get laptops. So you can isolate all your city work, you don't mix it with any business work or personal computers, so that they're not subject to all of this. And then there's what's called metadata, which is like a stream. I send something to Mark, and you send it to Tim, you send it to Ken. Some of it floats off here when the original message continues, but they ask for metadata. So you have to go back into everybody's computer and get the metadata from it. And I've asked Stan to work on that, and he just showed me yesterday this box that does all of that. So we would be in compliance. But we're working on all of that, and that will come to the council soon.
Something else I'd like to just bring up for a second. Being council member since I was one for 8 years, you know, you want to be on top of what's going on and research things and like that, which is good, we should. But there's one thing you want to be careful about, and that is maybe like calling Grant Osborne to talk to Larry. Okay, and say, Larry, you know, I know we're looking at Main Street, but have you considered 7th? You got to be careful, because if you put him to work, we can get a bill for that. And anything like that is subject to the council approval. You see, you've just stepped outside of that realm, you'd be responsible for the bill. So they brought it to the council, I'd say Mark was reviewing him and says, what's this all about? Where'd it come from? Well, I'm not going to prove that. And if we as a council say no, it's your problem. So, you know, be careful. We're not saying don't get hold of people, but just be careful you don't put them to work where they start punching the clock. So that's the one danger that could happen, right? We were talking about earlier today. Is that how it goes? Something like that. Amen. So just be aware of that when you're gathering information. Try to go through the staff here, because then, you know, you're out of the loop as far as that part of it, and they know what to do. So, and they'll get you the information. So if you can, as much possible, go through the staff and use them as the person that you use to gather your information. So that's what they're here for. But whenever you go direct, you bypass the council. And that changes the whole game that's going on. So. Any other new stuff in the budget?
Dates.
What's that?
A couple quick dates. February 17th is a deadline for civil servant for the banquet coming up for the Chamber of Commerce. It'd be nice to see some police officers and some firefighters brought forward for that. And anybody for that matter, it'd just be really nice. And also the dinner's on February 26th, which is a Friday, and that's at the high school. So, right here, that's all I got.
And it's that time of year to file your
oh, yeah.
public disclosure.
Oh, yes. That's right. Mm-hmm. Anything else for new business? Nope. Okay. So it's adjourned. Thanks for hanging in, everybody.